This is the Monday edition of the Closing Market Report. I'm University of Illinois Extension's Todd Gleason. Now here's Drew Lerner with today's weather forecast.
Most of the Midwest weather was quite unusual. Over the course of the weekend, we saw widespread precipitation of all kinds occurring across the region. Most of the precipitation was significant in the sense of heavy rain and flooding occurring from the Delta into the eastern parts of the Midwest. We saw 2 to 6 inches of rain occur across some of that region. Just to the northwest of that, there was a wintry mix of precipitation types that occurred. Most of that area included Missouri over two portions of Michigan. And in these areas, we did end up seeing some moisture totals running upwards to 3/4 of an inch and upwards as high as 2 inches in a couple of spots. Now, not all that was ice, though. And further to the northwest, 2 to 8 inches of snow accumulated from Kansas to Wisconsin. Most of it was 2 to 6 inches, but the snow was adequate in protecting some of the small grain crops from bitter cold conditions that are out there this morning. In fact, it will be out there again tonight across much of the region from Missouri and northeastern Kansas and western portions of Illinois northward to the Canada border. All of those areas will likely experience temperatures below zero tonight, but there is snow on the ground in a fair amount of that region, and we're not expecting to see any serious threat to the soft wheat or hard red winter wheat. With that said, I do want to point out that there's still snow-free conditions out there in northwestern Kansas and southwestern Nebraska after last week's storm system moved through the central and eastern parts of the U.S. without bringing any meaningful precipitation to that particular region. Temperatures have been down into the positive single-digit readings in the snow-free areas of hard red winter wheat country, but there has not been any kind of serious crop damage resulting from those conditions. Temperatures just haven't been quite cold enough this time around. Low temperatures overnight tonight will be back into the positive single-digit readings in some of that hard red winter wheat country. But again, we're not expecting to see any crop damage result. We're done with all the bigger storminess across the Midwest now. It looks like as we go forward through the next several days, in fact, a full week, we're probably going to see a frequent series of storms moving across the region that will produce just light amounts of snowfall. These systems will just move from the northern plains to the Great Lakes region most often and just produce a rather limited amount of snowfall, and anywhere from a dusting upwards to a couple of inches will occur in most instances. We will expect the first disturbance already moving across the northern plains as we go through the night tonight and into the upper Midwest tomorrow. The system will go ahead and move across the Great Lakes region as we go from tomorrow night into Wednesday. And that'll be followed by another disturbance that'll be just almost completely insignificant as it comes across the region on Thursday into Friday. Another one right behind it that will be a little bit more meaningful. This one arrives on Saturday and will produce upwards to an inch or two across, again, the upper Midwest and the Great Lakes region only. We don't expect to see much precipitation further to the south. And speaking of dry weather, most of the central and western parts of the U.S. are still extremely dry. It hasn't precipitated in a significant manner in many areas from California and parts of the Pacific Northwest into the west central U.S. plains for an extended period of time. Yes, we've had a couple of small systems, but in general, the region has been quite dry, and it looks like it'll be that way for the next 10 days to 2 weeks. So most of the U.S. Midwest is probably not going to be seeing much in the way of adverse weather for a while either, but the temperature bias is going to continue to be a little bit on the cool side, certainly today and tomorrow, but after that, we'll slowly get the temperatures to rebound back into something that's a little bit more reasonable for this time of the year.
That's Drew Lerner at World Weather Incorporated in Kansas City with the weather forecast, and wraps up this Monday edition of the Closing Market Report. I'm U of I Extension's Todd Gleason.